Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of February 2017, and this is the 537th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm in Launceston and it's quite late, it's 9:30, and I'm in my pyjamas and in bed. I was going to record a podcast earlier, but my baby grandson, was crying the whole time I was looking after him. So I didn't get an opportunity earlier. So this is my reason for my late podcast. I came up here earlier this morning. I think I mentioned yesterday that I was going to be taking the coach to Launceston. It was a very pain-free ride, but it was quite jiggly. They're doing roadworks along the way, and although I'd thought I'd be doing some work, especially reading through my synopsis, I realised that really reading was not a good idea. So I didn't. I listened to some Inspector Morse, an audio of Inspector Morse that I'd found on YouTube. And listening was really, it was a much better thing to do. It was very hot in Hobart when I left, and not quite as warm up here, luckily. And so this afternoon I went with my daughter for a two-hour walk in the gorge, which I'll send a photograph with this podcast. The gorge is really almost on her back doorstep, so it's a really beautiful walk. We walked over the top, which is quite a climb, and then we descended to a place where they had really nice ice cream, and then we walked along a kind of a pathway that's built along the lower part of the gorge to come back. And of course, she was carrying the baby as well. That was my handicap, really. So it's been a really lovely day, but not at all productive in terms of getting my synopsis written. And really, I just need to give into it. It's really nice. Oh, sorry. It's lovely being up here and just seeing them again. So I'm hoping that he's not going to be crying tonight. I just think he gets colic and there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. It's just really awful to see them in that state of crying. But at the moment, fingers crossed, he's just having his last feed. I'm talking rather quietly, so I hope you can hear this. I don't want to disturb anybody. And so it's also going to be a short podcast, but I did want to get one in before I went to bed. I hope that you've had a good day, that you've been able to do something that's creative or nourishing to you. If that's gone awry, I do hope that you've been able to embrace whatever has come your way. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow, even though I'm not sure where I will be talking to you from.